Our scripture today is from the book of Psalm 71, verses 1 to 8. You're welcome to find that in your pew Bible if you would like. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this, your word, which we're about to read together. We ask you for your help in reading it, to open up our hearts and minds that we may understand what it is you desire us to. We thank you for your glorious grace in this moment, giving to us freely your word. We also pray this day for your mercy in this, for the sermon, that it may be used for your glory, that your light might shine through it, and that we see only you. We pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm. What did I do with my... there it is. Psalm 71, verse 1 to 8. Hear now God's word. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel. For you have been my hope, Sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Have you heard this phrase before? Here's your sign. Bill Engvall made this phrase famous in his stand-up comedy, talking about people who lack common sense on occasion, you know, not everyone. My favorite story is the one about the guy who has he has faulty brakes. His brakes are shuddering when he's driving. And so when he gets home, he thinks that there's a scratch on his rotor there, where the brake pad clings onto. And so he touches the rotor with his finger, trying to find where that scratch is right after he's driven for an hour. Right? It was very hot. It burned my finger a lot. That was my story, not my finest moments. The sign, of course, is something that tells us a little bit about ourselves when we have our sign. Our scripture we read today is from the book of Psalm 71. As we should know by now about all the Psalms is that they're diary and entries, journal and entries. There are moments of extreme privacy and vulnerability and candor from the people who wrote them. Does anyone have a diary that they wrote in when they were a teenager? No? No one does that anymore? Wow. Bev says she does for a journal. I tried. I can't do it. For those of you who may have had a diary when you were younger, how many of you would want it to be read to everybody? Probably very few. It's the place where we put our innermost thoughts, our vulnerability. It's all there. The Psalms acts a lot like this. These are personal, private moments of these people and whatever they're going through. These are the prayers that they pray when they are alone. And they give it to God. Psalm 71 is one of those. I'm going to read it again. And I want you to picture someone alone in their room, either by light, writing, or someone who is just calling out to God from a very private place. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel. For you have been my hope, Sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. When I read this, I hear two different things. It reminds me of that that prayer we pray that at the beginning of the service, every service. It's the way that we start things. We do it in a liturgy. God is good. And your response has always been all the time. And then I repeat all the time. And then your response is, God is good. When we say that, when we pray that, it's a declaration. God is good. And no matter what's going on in my life, no matter what's going on in the world around me, there's one thing we can always count on God. God is good, and we are in a moment of exaltation, a moment of praying and exalting and praising God that God is good, and we declare all the time. For we remember that what God has given us through Jesus Christ is good all the time. And we're happy and we're joyful, and it's a wonderful time of agreement between us all. Now, that's one way to do the God is good all the time God is good. Another time, and another thing that God is good all the time God is good, is that it's not a phrase of praise, it's a phrase of faith. There's times in our lives when our world is falling apart. We got a diagnosis that scares us. We lost a job. We're having troubles in the family. Things are falling apart. We're afraid. We're scared. We don't know what's coming. It feels like the world has us by the back of our short hairs and is pulling. And we just don't know what to do. And so that opening statement is a prayer, a faithful reminder that we need in that moment, God is good. That though it seems our world is falling apart, that we know that with the help of one another, we can stand on that God is good. And we need to be reminded in those moments that it's all the time. That even though our sun and moon have turned dark and we're bumping in the night, we don't know where to go, and we may not be able to praise, we can be reminded that we're not alone in the night, because God is good and God is with us. Our psalm today feels like that to me. This person's world is falling apart. They're praying to God and they say, Lord, in you I have taken refuge. Help me, never put me to shame. In your righteous, Lord, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock and my refuge today. Give the command to save me. Deliver me from the wicked hand, from the grasp of those who are cruel. Because in my memory you have helped me. Do so now, please. This is a prayer that we can all pray at some point in our life. Maybe we need this prayer now. Maybe we need to hear that God is with us and that we can pray these things knowing that God can help us through the most difficult times. Prayer, though, makes a difference in our lives. Prayer has a strength of not only asking God to help us, but also changing us. Prayer can be our center, that thing that we place our foundation upon. And when that happens, it changes us. It makes us live differently, trust differently than others. This person who prayed this prayer from Psalm prayed this next. I don't know, maybe some of you more eagle-eyed people. Notice I didn't read Psalm 71, 1 through 8. I stopped at 6. Here's 7 and 8. I have become a sign to many. You are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Because this person prayed the first part of the prayer, because they trust God in the refuge, then when people look at them, at their life, they see a person who lives in trust of God. When we as Christians proclaim Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, either publicly or privately, people are watching us. They're seeing how we live, how we act, who do we trust, how do we love. Jesus gives us the two greatest commandments that are a guide to how our lives should look. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. People are watching. And I know it. I know that I'm not the best Christian there ever was. Not good sometimes. I make my mistakes. We talk about bumper stickers, and I've shared this all with you before. They make clergy bumper stickers or a cross in flame you can put on your car or the Christian fish or that one I showed you. Be the love, John 3:16. You'll find none of those on my car because I am an awful driver and I don't want people to know I'm a Christian and judge all Christians by me. But the truth is, whether I'm driving or not, I am a sign because I put my trust in Christ. And people are watching. The church, this part of the body of Christ, is a sign. It's a sign to Trafford what Christ's love looks like. We trust in God in all things. Whatever is going on in our lives, whatever is happening in this part of the body of Christ, our trust, our refuge is Christ. And because of that, we have become a sign. May our mouth be filled with God's praise, declaring God's splendor all day long, whether we're here in this building or whether we take church into all the world, or at least into our little neck of it. I pray that when we take our sign, that people see Christ, and that whether it's a prayer or a plead, we take our refuge in God for all to see. And I thank God for that. I leave you with this benediction today. May God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Now you have every spiritual gift you need as you eagerly wait for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you strong to the end so that you will be free from blame on the day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns. Amen and amen.